Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm gonna make sure everything is straight. Hold on. Make sure that. Okay, yep, levels are good. Hold on. I had it good, but we're about right here. Fuck it. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. Got Dead Penetration.
What's
here.
That?
Empress couldn't make it, but hey, maybe we'll have one show where everybody's together again.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is, guys. Anyway, we're going to start this with a little bit of banter. So, first thing that happened, well, we had the Grammy Awards, and like that whole Sam Smith. He basically decided to, he's got a song called Unholy, and basically decided to dress up like the devil. He's got, you know, he's wearing all red, and he's got, you know, like the devil from Powerpuff Girls, him who has the stockings and the heels.
That's kind of gay.
Yeah, that's what he looked like. That's literally what he was doing on stage. And they had another woman in the back with a BDSM cage. She was wearing like full-on dominatrix gear. And she basically had a whip, and she's a trans woman, by the way, but they had, like...
Well, you know it could be a
Yeah, I know,
woman.
But they... Yeah, of course. So they went over there, and they put, like... They enhanced her breasts or whatever in the costume. It's ridiculous what they had to do to make it appeal. But, yeah, just full-on display of sexuality, and then, of course... You know, but I mean, the whole idea is this is something that Ben Shapiro is going to bitch at. It's like they did this on purpose.
Well,
it's not like, you know, where they used to say, oh, it's Illuminati ritual. Okay, there's that, and then there's, let's do this because we know people are going to talk about it. So it wasn't so much like, oh, this is a ritual. It's like, no, we want to do this because we know that people on the right wing are going to get fucking pissed off about it.
I think he's trying to copy
Lil
Nas.
Yeah, that's what they're doing because they know there's money in it.
Well,
that's
you think,
all they're...
though, he's just... He's kind of abandoning his other fans. Because there are some fans that liked his last song.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they know. Like, even Paul Joseph Watson looked at it and said, come on, this is so over-the-top demonic that it'd have to be sponsored by Pfizer. And it's funny as shit that the end of, right after his performance, all that crazy demon shit, it says, the Grammys, brought to you by Pfizer. And I was laughing my ass off.
The new mark of the beast.
Speaking of,
make sure you're vexed.
We've got, and it sucks that Empress isn't here because, look, her whole thing about the Ukrainian biolabs, Lurker basically researched that shit. And Lurker found out that it was actually, I mean, legit. He gave me some video on it.
Yeah.
I watched the video. I sent it to you. And that video
power's
is...
been out since last week.
Yeah. Ice storms and shit. But, yeah. That shit's hardcore. Basically, there's a Ukrainian woman that walks them through the lab. And they talk about all the horrible things that they did. And, you know, one of them was definitely the vaccine. They were subjecting them to the vaccine.
Yeah.
And it was having horrible, horrible, horrible responses. They were using children. Or babies. They had little cards with the baby's blood in each one. Yeah, you can actually watch the video where she's talking about it and going through it. And it's a lab that they completely demolished, but so they're going through the ruins of it.
They're trying to see
what they were doing.
Salvage.
And it's really crazy what they did still manage to find. And this lab, man, I'm just like, wow. And of course, Big Pharma, Pfizer, they don't want anybody to know about this shit.
Yeah. And they've already gotten called out by Veritas. That one guy talking about they're trying to... It's not called gain of function anymore. It's called directed evolution.
Yep. That's what we talked about. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
And there's actually more that it goes into, because Project Veritas put a video up today that...
did you see the one where the guy, they caught saying that?
Mm-hmm.
They caught him in a fast food restaurant, mm-hmm. and he started pushing cameras, and he looked like a deer if it walked in the house and the door got shut. Like, I got to get out of here.
Right.
I was like... How dumb are you? And you're a doctor. You're supposed to be a doctor.
They're not. They're not. They're doctors, but they're doing their shit. They're
doctors that are just throwing stuff in a tube and that looks like it could cure something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll just say this. I've had a few people that had to get the vaccine to keep their job, government wise, but almost everyone except for a couple of the younger people that I've had it, that I know have either died or had some heart-related death attributed.
And, I mean, I don't know, Harry Styles was there, and I actually do like, I know, I like that song, as it was. It's actually not a bad song. I've listened to his song. I did like, what was his name? Steve Lacy. Steve Lacy, what's important about him is he's a black rock musician. Young black rock musician. And the reason, and you know what they're doing? They're trying to do, like, jazz rock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's good. Because this is a black rock musician that isn't trying to rap or use effects pedals. This is a guy that's like, hey, let's bring back the days when a black man could rock out on a guitar, like the old days. And I'm like, and he wasn't real good with his vocals. Like, you tell he was a young guy and he still needed a lot of work.
Yeah.
But he was at least trying. And I'm saying, you know what? If this is the thing that it needs, because I've always said I wanted to see more black men in rock. I mean, there hasn't been. We've got men out of all over the globe.
Yeah.
We got men all over the globe that do rock and roll and heavy metal. Very, very few, like the tiniest amount are black.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's gotta. And again, that has a lot to do with the way that the culture perceived the music back in the day. But one thing about the changing times that is good, actually, is the fact that more people are like, you know what? Let's quit the whole we stole rock shit, and let's go ahead and just rock out, because rock and roll music sounds good. And I was talking to some guys about that I work with about it, and they were saying, well, you know, I like that song, Mr. Crowley, and I really like the solo. And these are young black guys telling me. But they're saying, but it was really satanic. And I said, well, gentlemen, like, there's no one stopping y'all from picking up the guitar and playing something that ain't satanic. Like, if y'all want to get the guitar and you like the way it sounds and you want to get real good on it and get your solo just like any other man.
He was part of the cult. Oh, Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, Aleister Crowley, yeah. I know all about the song. But they like the solo in it, and the solo is fucking Rhodes, Randy Rhodes. It's an amazing solo.
Yeah.
It's an amazing dude. No longer with us. And, of course, when you hear a guy, any guy, I don't care, say that solo is amazing. He knows what he's fucking talking about. It's one of the best solos in the genre. And they can count it out and say, man, that shit rocks. Well, that's what I want to hear. I mean, a lot of black men are like, man, rap sucks this day. Why don't we just go to rock? Fine, take it. Like, there's going to be a lot of real, like, hardcore racists. I don't mean, like, 4chan racists. I mean, like, real, oh, we don't want no black people touching rock. But, no, let them do it.
I think everyone likes the rap of their generation, but
a lot of them are saying that, yeah, they don't even like it no more.
Yeah, every rapper sounds the same now.
It's really awful.
Like, when we were in high school and out of high school, every rapper had their own style and sound. I mean, there was a couple of copycats, but not near as many as there are now.
Right. And Harry Styles is, I don't know if he's straight or gay. He looks gay, but I think he's straight. Like, I think
he dated Olivia Wilde.
Yeah. Okay.
Not too
well,
long ago.
Shit. But, yeah. He's just got a real effeminate. Yeah, but that's what they're trying. But
that's
here's the problem, though. He's trying to push this effeminate image of men onto women. But I will say one thing. There's women that kind of like that image because it reminds them of a frail kind of, like, again, a man. Yeah,
someone
like
that
they
wouldn't meet them because
they
could kick their ass.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But not only, because you got to look at, like, the Backstreet Boys and stuff like that, where they were very looking effeminate, and women loved them because of. Yeah, they did back in the day. Women loved Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and all those kinds of guys. They loved. all those
was usually high school girls.
It well, yeah, grown women. But yeah,
I'm into grown women myself.
I bet you there's a lot of older women that are Harry Styles fans.
Not necessarily older, just grown.
I mean, I'm saying there's older, probably a lot of women that like Harry Styles.
Target audience in the day. They were taught. I think they've had interviews where they've interviewed him, except for Lance Bass, of course. He wasn't going for the same team. But, you know, they were talking about, yeah, we love to hook up with girls. The only problem is our audience is like 13 to 17.
You're right.
They probably weren't doing as well as you might think.
No, why do women in their 40s love Harry Styles so much? He has a history of dating elder women. And Harry Styles has no problem dating older women. Harry Styles says only woman too old to date is one older than his mother.
Huh. Yep. I wonder how old his mom is.
I don't know. Should older women who fancy Harry Styles be seen as pervs? Harry Styles much prefers to date older women. Well, I guess this is a guy that... But you gotta look at the difference here. I'm looking at a picture of him here in a suit. I won't say he looks... I mean, it's still kind of... It's a pink suit, though. So you got to kind of...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
I think it... You know what? I think it's the fact that they like the... It's the same reason why they like gay men. There's a lot of women that like to be around gay men because they're well-groomed. They take care of themselves. Yeah. They wear a real nice sense of fashion and clothes. You know, and that's kind of what he does. Women are always like about fashion. There's so many women obsessed with fashion.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think that's why they like him. However, there's a difference. A man like Harry Styles, like, they might want him to do man stuff, and he might not want to do man stuff. You know?
He might want to do girl stuff.
Right, and that's probably where it would break.
Hey, let's share the double-ended dildo. And they're like,
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah.
If he's involved in his fashion instead of having a team, chances are he's more passionate about that than he is something like going after a certain woman.
Yeah. Like, and go ahead.
A lot of people in the industry and all are probably more concerned with how they look as a brand more than how they look to other women and all.
Yeah, well, I mean, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and put us in the... Nope, not that room.
I'd say, too, if you're looking at them and like, oh, I like that, you got to think they probably got 30 or 40 other people behind that look.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Every song, word they sing, everything.
Willie Nelson won the award for Best Country Album.
That's awesome.
That is really surprising. I do too. And Lizzo came out dressed like... Everybody keeps saying she looked like Pizza the Hut. No. Her dress.
What?
And I had to watch, man, that performance.
At least
where she says, are you making fun of me because I'm black and I'm black and I'm heavy? Like, yeah, exactly why I'm making fun of you because you're black and you're heavy.
Heavy, I could have some choice words on how you dress.
Right.
You know, that cracks me up when you find a black woman, or not even a black woman, a white woman, which I hadn't seen too many fat Asian women. I just don't.
They're
see
there.
Them. I mean, they exist, but you know, they're always so self-conscious, and then you see what they wear out in public, and you're like, "Are you really self-conscious?" Or you're like, "If I gotta stare at it, so do you." Like, no.
Well, we're gonna go into our articles now. Holy moly! Good God Almighty. Okay. Hold on. Wow. I gotta go pretty far back. No, that's not it. Yeah, somebody's trying to do... I get sent so much crap, it's hard for me to keep everything under control. I may have to have a section for just news.
Yeah. I mainly wonder how much of it is... Look at me, and if you don't...
Oh, yeah, we
fatness,
got some...
You're racist.
We got some good ones.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I did. Yeah, it's a good thing I didn't. Okay, yeah, we're good. We're good. I know where we're at now. Just give me a minute. Okay, so first article we've got comes from Mail Online. Got a lot of Daily Mail. And again, this is something I wanted Empress on, but unfortunately, she's not with us, so it kind of sucks. But
well, if Harry Styles could do it, I think we could figure it out.
Yeah. Okay, so fed up young woman, 27, calls for adult-only suburbs in Australia for those who hate kids. I'm so sick of going places and they're everywhere. An Australian woman has made a controversial call for adult-only suburbs with a strict no-kids-allowed rule, and many parents agree with her. 27-year-old Melbourne TikToker, goddamn fucking TikTok, who is known as Baby Solia, said that these areas need to be created for people like her who hate kids. She said she is so sick of children disturbing the peace and quiet of swimming pools and other public areas. Some annoyed people instructed her to move to a retirement village if she wants to relax, but others admitted that they would spend all their savings to move to a child-free suburb. Wow.
That's fine.
I would like to know when somebody is planning on opening an adults-only suburb where everything is only for adults, she said. I'm so sick of going places and kids are just everywhere screaming and I have to put up with it. Her annoyance arose after she went for a swim in a pool and kids were jumping in and out of the lap lane and preventing people from exercising. They have their own pool and they're in the lap lane pool, not swimming laps or jumping and just jumping in and screaming. And that's just allowed because they're allowed everywhere, she said. I just feel like people like me who are evil and hate kids, we should have our own suburb where we can just be quiet and undisturbed.
No, Australia is 90% uninhabited.
People had very... Well, I didn't know that. Yeah. People had very mixed reactions to the controversial clip. However, an overwhelming majority agreed with the idea, including hundreds of parents. As a mom, I agree. I hate going to dinner without my kids to listen to other people's kids carry on. There should be more adult-only places. Now, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. If they want more places for adults to go, that's fine. There should be a place. Like, it's not what she's wanting necessarily isn't, like, horrible. It's not so much that she hates kids, but she just doesn't want
to be
around a bunch of screaming, hollering young, and she wants to be able to relax in peace, and that's understandable. Yeah. Especially when there's mothers and stuff, and they're just like, I want time away from my brats, you know. And that's just
they have plenty of places like
but
that.
But I don't think they do in like Australia spas, because she wouldn't be asking.
Nightclubs. She sounds like she just doesn't want them in her neighborhood. That's kind of. It depends on who you're wanting to exclude from your neighborhood. How that sounds.
She says, I'm not saying that kids shouldn't be allowed at the pool. It'd just be nice if there were more places that were just for adults to enjoy, and that includes parents wanting to take a break from their kids to chill. Now, see, that's fine. They were trying to say, well, there's retirement village. You shouldn't have to go to a fucking retirement village to be away from kids. There's other places you can...
I don't think she's thinking about it very hard, because there's plenty of places.
And maybe not in Australia. It's probably a little different over there.
Sure, kids can't go to the bar still.
Well, yeah.
You can't go to spas if you're a baby. They don't have baby spas that I know of. I could be wrong.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's just whatever it is over there.
It depends on what she's into, though. Right. I'm sure... If she's not into going to bars.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like it. She wanted to go to, like, the park and the pool and stuff like that.
Well, go during school hours. You'd be fine.
That's true.
But if she's got a job at...
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder, you know, it'd be funny to find out she's a daycare...
Maybe. Who knows?
That would make people want time away from kids.
Well,
probably.
We got tech news. Microsoft, GitHub, and OpenAI asked court to throw out the AI copyright lawsuit. The three companies dismiss a complaint that alleges the AI-powered Copilot relies on software piracy on an unprecedented scale. Microsoft, GitHub, and OpenAI want the court to dismiss the lawsuit. Guess what? It's going to get dismissed. Why? Microsoft said so. So, don't have to worry about that anymore. You guys can keep on making your stuff. I still make stuff with Dream Studio all the time. It's okay. It helps me. If I just want art, it kind of makes it. It makes it okay. I mean, it's just what I need. So it's better than paying people hundreds and whatever. Because, like, I paid somebody $100 on Twitter for something, and I didn't really like it. But I'm like, well, kind of stuck with it. So,
you know,
yeah.
I happen to be an artist.
I know. But it's so much easier to just have the AI do it.
Yeah, it is easier.
It's stupid easy.
I'll take it.
And if you get good with the AI and the models, which is something you really need to start learning, because you can learn this. You can learn those models. You can learn Stable Diffusion models. You've already got the fucking Photoshop skills.
Oh, yeah.
What they're doing is they're taking that, and then they're going into Photoshop with it to further edit. And you're making real good shit. The AI is just giving you a backbone.
I've got to find cheaper knockoff versions of the Adobe Suite because I can't afford
While we're here, what you want, sir, is called an open source.
Open source.
Adobe Suite. Let's see. 10 free open source alternatives to Adobe Creative Suite.
All right.
You can use GIMP.
Yeah.
GIMP replaces Photoshop.
Go ahead and send me that search or whatever it is.
I'll send you the article from TechRadar. It was updated November 2021. That should be okay.
Yeah, that should be good. I think I've used GIMP a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to... Hold on. I'll send it to you real quick.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, now, back to the show.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Red Hot Chili Peppers' star Flea gets hit on by women in his undies.
He just turned 60.
Yes, he just turned 60. It says, forget your trunks? Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea, 60, chats to young bikini-clad women on Bondi Beach in his Calvin Klein boxer briefs. Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea proved he's still a hit with the ladies as he chatted with some young women at Sydney's Bondi Beach. The 60-year-old musician, whose real name is Michael Balzari, laid on the charm when two bikini-clad beachgoers approached him as he set up a spot on the sand. The pair couldn't believe their luck after seeing the rock legend enjoying a day out in the sun with one woman playing with her hair flirtatiously while speaking to him.
Yeah.
Flea clearly didn't plan ahead as he forgot his broad shorts and went for a swim in his Calvin Klein underpants instead. The four-string maestro showed off his numerous tattoos and spotted a bright purple hairstyle and gold chain. Sported a bright purple hairstyle and gold chain. He clutched a towel and a pair of sandals as he chatted with two scantily clad women. When the women finished speaking to him, Flea went to lie on the sand with a friend. It wasn't long before another woman approached the rock star who was married to American fashion designer Melody Ashani. A young mother sidled up to a chat with Flea, and he even offered to hold her baby for a moment after a quick dip in the water. There's the two beautiful women talking with Flea. After an eventful day out on the beach, Flea gathered his clothes under one arm and threw his towel over the shoulder as he walked back to the car park. The dad of three recently began having his own sleepless nights after he and Ashani welcomed their first child together on December 12th. He said he was floating on a cloud of love when asked about the new arrival. Said, I'm just excited about laying down at night with a little baby on my chest and smelling its little breath and feeling its soft little feet. The newborn, whose name has not been revealed, is the first for Ashani and the third for the musician who shares daughter Claire at 34 with ex-wife Loisha Zeviar and 17-year-old Sonny Bebop with Frankie Raider.
Sonny Bebop, wouldn't that be a name to be stuck with?
The couple's pregnancy news was first shared by Ashani on Instagram in July when she debuted her baby bump in a post. Okay, and that's him with his other kid.
Bebop.
And that's him with his other kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
34.
Huh? Yep. Okay, we have...
I think they started when I was born.
Now, there's some interesting stuff. They've been doing AI voices, and they've been doing some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah, I've been...
Oh, man, I've been... Yeah, I've been... Look, they've been crazy. Okay, we know about James Gunn's new DC movie slate. We'll talk about that later. The Authority is coming, which is surprising. King of the Hill revival headed to Hulu with original cast. That's happening. You have to do what you got to do. Everybody else is coming back.
Like some of these computer programs could take your voice and still
maybe make her a part it's of the what show. They're maybe they're thinking about it. The AI allows you to clone a voice using only 1 minute of data. Yep, 11 labs, good stuff. Let's see. Seinfeld. Let's see. TikToker. No, we're not going to talk about that. We talked about that. We did a whole show on that. You'll see it later. No, we're not going to do that. Now, the AI software is getting a little pissed. Or the voice firm clamped down after 4chan makes celebrity voices for abuse. 4chan members use 11 labs to make deepfake voices of Emma Watson, Joe Rogan, and others saying racist, transphobic, and violent things. I loved the Emma Watson one. Oh my god. It's great. I saved it. I have it. I have a bunch of them on my phone. I'm keeping them.
I'll have to see that.
And I said it's like a domino effect. Cookie actually responded. He said, do they plan on closing down 11 labs? The technology's already there. People are just going to make it anyway, even if companies block it from their systems. Might be a good idea to have another AI learn how to detect deepfake voices instead of preventing the use of the tech. It's like a computer doesn't know what a virus is, and if the user doesn't realize, their computer has already been infected.
Yeah. Mm.
So we have...
I saw a program where they can just scan a picture of someone's face and put it... which they're doing anyway.
Yeah, they can do that.
Porn.
Yeah, I know. I can do that. And... Oh, yeah! This man. This is a real deal. Daily Mail. Man sues woman for $1 million for emotional trauma in Singapore.
$1.9 million.
For emotional trauma in Singapore after she refused to be his girlfriend following 4 years of friendship. A man is sued for 1.9 million euros in Singapore over emotional trauma after she refused to be... this woman's been sued... refused to be his girlfriend following the pair's 4-year friendship. Kay Koshigan. A director at drone company D1 Racing filed 2 lawsuits against Nora Tan Shu Mei, after she rejected him, alleging her actions damaged his stellar reputation and caused him to lose at least 5 business partnerships. Ms. Tan has filed a countersuit, which she is seeking money that she says she spent securing her home from Mr. Koshigan and on counseling sessions. The woman said she had to install a digital door viewer, an alarm sensor, and a smart video doorbell to protect herself from the unwanted suitor, and is seeking about 900 euros in total to cover the cost of the equipment and future counseling. According to Channel News Asia, a magistrate's court judgment published on January 28th shows that Mr. Koshigan filed 2 lawsuits against Ms. Tan after their friendship broke down when she told him she only saw him as a friend. He initially sued Ms. Tan for 22,000 Singapore dollars, roughly 13,700 euros, claiming she breached an agreement to improve their relationship, but this was thrown out by the magistrate's court, which called it an abusive process. The court said it would not be an accessory to Mr. Koshigan's calculated attempt to compel engagement from Ms. Tan, CNA reported. Now, however, Ms. Koshigan is suing Ms. Tan for 3 million Singapore dollars in the Singapore High Court for a variety of damages he claims she caused him, including trauma he says he suffered when she told him she only saw him as a friend. A Singapore High Court listing says the case is scheduled for February the 9th. They met in 2016 and became friends. It's understood they were both members of the Rotary Club of Bugis Junction. However, Ms. Tan said their friendship began to fall apart when they became misaligned about how they saw their relationship. Ms. Tan said she only saw him as a friend, but that he considered her his closest friend. Ms. Tan later said she wished to reduce their social interactions. Mr. Koshigan, who is director at drone racing company D1 Racing, has accused Ms. Tan of defamatory conduct against him in June 2019, December 2020. He says she made false allegations and other parties present overheard their conversations. He claims Ms. Tan told him she was feeling harassed by his actions, which included standing in her way on a doorstep. Mr. Koshigan also claims she defamed him by stating loudly he is unnecessarily serving court documents to me personally and has not tried other ways available to him. He said she was speaking close to a microphone in July 2022 and was therefore heard by other nearby people. He claims Ms. Tan's actions caused damage to his stellar reputation and resulted in trauma and depression over the past 2 years. He lost 5 business partnerships as a result of the ongoing disagreements that he now struggles to win new clients. So it's a bunch of shit.
It makes more sense after it was explained, because if you're looking at just because she just wanted to be friends, that's not a reason to sue anybody. Of course, now, if she was promising and accepting gifts and all this, I don't know if you're dumb enough to fall for it, but I'd have to be engaged to someone before I even thought about buying or... Because you're investing in your future at that point.
After a woman saw men messaging each other about her looks during a work call, she called them out on it and posted it on TikTok. When a vendor accidentally shares his group Teams chat and it's all nasty things about me, it's 2023, can this stop? When Whitney Sharp, 28-year-old recruiting and staffing professional from Boston, was on Zoom call last week, potential clients, they accidentally shared a screen they weren't supposed to. The screen showed messages in Microsoft Teams between 3 potential clients, all male, talking about Sharp in an unfavorable way, she told BuzzFeed. Sharp wasn't comfortable sharing the contents of all the messages, but said in one she was called a fucking bombshell. When the 15-minute meeting was over, Sharp recorded herself calling the men out and then posted on TikTok. First of all, if we're going to continue working together, I want to work with a woman sales representative because I don't want to have to see locker room talk about myself when you're sharing screens. She says at the TikTok at the end of the meeting. One of the men she was talking to responded, saying it was an inexcusable mistake that should have never happened. Apologies on that, he has heard saying in the TikTok. You know what's wrong with these guys? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with these fucking guys.
They're turning into women.
They're like, I called you a bombshell, lady. Do you realize how many ugly, thin fucking women there are? Let me show you some of them. You look better than this, and this, and that, and this, and this. You ought to be goddamn fucking thankful, lady. This is what I don't get. I could understand if he had called her a whore, slut, you know, crazy. He's like, she's a fucking bombshell. You're gorgeous. You're beautiful. I mean, damn. The man's calling you beautiful. I could understand 100% if it's like, oh, man, it's just a fucking slut. She's a bitch. Fuck this. You know, yeah, that's for, but there's women back in the day. It's like, I'm a bombshell? Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm gorgeous? Well, tell me more about my eyes. You know, what the fuck happened? Like, oh, I'm being objectified. No, listen to me. There was that damn 21-year-old TikToker. We're only going to bring this up once because we did a show. But she said, I hate when men objectify me because I prefer to objectify myself on blah, blah, blah site. Literally posting the name of the site. I hate when men objectify me at the gym. I prefer to objectify myself. You're still being objectified, you crazy woman.
Now don't get me wrong. There's a difference between harassment and stalking and complimenting. I've been complimented by women before, and I don't be like, objectify me. I'm not a piece of meat.
Damn, you must have not good eyes.
Well, I mean, I could see a basic profile of her.
Oh.
But I wanted to see the detail. That's a small picture of her.
Well, I mean, look at this woman. You can tell she's had some kind of surgery. Look at that face. That's enough contour. Well, there's contouring and everything else.
The Singapore?
No, this isn't the Singapore. This is the Sharp. We're on a different article now.
Okay.
You must have fallen asleep.
No, I didn't fall asleep.
Okay.
We're just talking about the same thing between two articles.
Oh, shit. There was like the TikTok garnered 2 million likes, and the other people are like, Barbara Corcoran, as old as she is, commented, "You rock." Other comments read, "You know, I still have not heard the words 'I'm sorry.' I was horrified because I've worked so hard to get to the point where I'm at in my career," she said. "I'm a vice president in my company. I'm one of the highest up women, and I feel like I have to work so much harder to prove that I'm smart because of the way I look." You know what? Go in and just don't fucking wear any makeup at all.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. No, seriously. Go in and don't fucking wear any makeup at all.
Some women just and let look the guys even just, without makeup.
Just let the guys, you know, I'm sure they won't say anything about you. And I feel like I have to work harder to prove I was smart because of the way I look, and it was really just disheartening being a call with a potential vendor where they're not valuing my company. They're going to give you the fucking partnership because you're hot. Do you want money or not, lady? There's so many fucking women out there that are like, "Oh, I wish they'd pick me," and they're not attractive enough. So they get fucking overlooked. And meanwhile, the more attractive... And there's women that have killed themselves over this, well, actually. It's pretty bad fucking deal. There's women
that aren't just stunning beauties that get there because of their hard work and they're smart.
Right.
I'd tell her, just start saying smart things instead of throwing a fit. Maybe she wasn't good enough, so I...
She says, "The last thing I wanted them to be able to say is that I'm just emotional." But that's you exactly what are.
You're doing right now.
I didn't want them to be able to say that.
As
I
was just to prove their point.
I was just focusing on getting the words out calmly and not crying.
Because she's emotional.
Yeah! Sharp, who has worked in the IT staffing and recruiting industry for 8 years, says she faced sexual harassment from early on. Once she said a male client told her to sit on a couch next to him, and when she did, he put his hand on her thigh. When she removed it, he told her to not be like that, Sharp said. And that's my very first memory. Yeah, that's like pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Well, she should have reported that shit.
Yeah.
But
she felt like the apology was cold and didn't feel sincere because a lawyer was also on the call. He's like, "I'm going to get my lawyer because you said I'm hot." It's like, Sharp said the company should maybe not hire misogynistic pricks to represent their company out in the field. Maybe hire smarter people who know how to share the screen since that's part of their freaking job.
Well, that's like women trying to bait a man. This is ridiculous. You can't actually tell right off the bat. You gotta...
How dare you tell me, you misogynist, how dare you tell me I'm attractive?
I mean, he said he wasn't misogynist. You know what?
Just, I got it, gentlemen. This is what we gotta do. We gotta start calling him ugly. Guess like, "Oh man, she's terrible looking. Just you know, that horrible. Works
better than saying they're pretty.
Horrible. Ooh, like, God, you look ugly.
Because you're a bitch and you're emotional. Stop right. crying. Stop fucking crying."
And you know what this leads to? The article I wanted to cover the whole fucking night. Evie, 45% of women are expected to be single and childless by 2030 per recent projection.
Yep.
Okay. We're told by our culture that a woman who is unmarried and has no children is empowered and in charge of her own life. She has escaped the unnecessary burden of raising a family and being a slave to her husband. At least that's what our society has convinced us. Sadly, many women have adopted the modern feminist lifestyle and have chosen to sleep around, abort their baby if they unexpectedly get pregnant, and swear off marriage. But these cultural trends are going to have a tremendous impact on the future of American society. Morgan Stanley estimates that 45% of women in their prime working years, ages 25 to 44, will be single and childless by the time 2030 arrives. In 2019, Morgan Stanley published an article outlining women's impact on the American economy. The number of prime working age women in the U.S. has been increasing steadily, and most of them are single and completely focused on their career. These women will continue to have a greater representation in the workforce, helping to boost wages. Economist Ellen Zenther explained, "In the past, education or low-paying occupational choices largely drove the pay gap. Today, motherhood is by far the largest contributor to the wage gap, since women who become mothers often choose to stop working or work fewer hours. But it looks like there will be fewer and fewer mothers over the next couple of decades as women choose to commit themselves to work rather than start a family. The number of single women in the U.S. is expected to increase 1.2% every year from 2018 to 2030, compared to a 0.8% increase for the overall population. This is likely going to result in 45% of women between the ages of 25 and 44 will be single and childless by 2030. This is an increase from 41% in that age group being single and childless in 2018. You know what those women are going to do? You know what those women are going to do?
What?
They're going to become fucking prostitutes.
Probably.
I have a feeling that prostitution is going to be legal in this country by 2030.
Maybe.
We're going to have it legalized, and it's going to be in a regulated form where you'll go to a brothel. A lot of these girls may, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in 2030, but I've talked to Empress about it, and she's pretty much, you know, under that same.
I mean, it's a possibility.
I think it's going to happen.
Stuff that I never thought.
Yeah, never thought would pass.
A lot of it's a little ill-founded lately, but they could go in that direction.
Single women spend more than the average family household, especially when it comes to travel, nightlife, eating out, skincare, and beauty, retail shopping, etc. Why do you think they spend so much on skincare and beauty?
Because they're trying to
hook up and get men.
Either that or tricky.
Get the money.
Yeah.
Get the money. They're trying to get resources.
What that other lady said.
They're trying to get resources, or they're trying to get the D because they have the resources.
Yeah.
Well,
they have the resources, but they want to spend the guy's resources.
Yeah, that's
true,
too. That's
true,
too.
How that works.
However, few are considering the negative impact this will have on greater society. The birth replacement rate is already trending below replacement. Surveys show that women who are unmarried and childless tend to struggle more with mental illness and feelings of self-confidence. I've seen it. Single, childless women may be buying more things at the mall and traveling to various American cities, but what will it cost in the long run? The bedrock of any healthy society is the nuclear family. And it's sad to think we will see fewer and fewer families in the future, which of course means fewer children and happily married couples. Meanwhile, young women in their prime working years devote themselves to a career and a boss who doesn't truly care about them, have promiscuous sex that has a negative impact on their mental health, and miss out on the true lifelong fulfillment that comes with being a wife and mother. Yep.
Well, like she was saying the other day, that she didn't realize how much she wanted children until she had them.
We got another one. We're just going to go right into this one. Promiscuous women and weak men are a complementary problem. This is 2021, but it's still useful. It's impossible to place blame on one gender because men and women are socially and psychologically interconnected. The frustration between the genders we see today is like a yin-yang. Both sexes are independent to each other. On each other. Gender relations will only be improved if each sex upholds its respective responsibilities. George Gilder wrote in Men and Marriage that the male pattern of sexuality is the enemy of social stability. Men are typically the ones that push and pursue sex, while women are in the role of sexual gatekeeper. This means women decide which men get sex and which men don't. Traditionally, women gatekept sex because sex is a much riskier endeavor for a woman. Her emotions are more intricately involved and pregnancy could happen. Since the sexual revolution liberated women from men, more and more women have given up the role of select or reproductive gatekeeper and adopted a male attitude towards sex. In short, they act slutty. It's now a norm for young women to wear revealing clothing and to act openly promiscuously. Sites like OnlyFans, in which women offer sexual content to men for money, grew from 7 million to 85 million users in 2020. Well, what are the consequences? It might sound extreme, but the truth is that slut-shaming existed for a reason. Women who act promiscuously are failing to play the long game and are jeopardizing the stability of society. This is because men are motivated by women. Access to sex regulates male behavior. If men are expected by society to court women before sex is an option, both parties are better off. Men feel they have a purpose, and women feel they're cherished for their feelings and value. When women offer sex easily, whether online in the form of sexual imagery or in the form of hookup culture, men don't have to regulate their behavior as much to get what they want. That's why she's easy was an insult of the past. When women make sex too readily available, they're jeopardizing male discipline and training men to not act gentlemanly before they get access to sex. Women who do this are doing a disservice to other women as much as they are to themselves. While women need to hold the lines on offering their sexuality, men need to do their part by not enabling promiscuity culture in the form of watching porn or paying girls on OnlyFans for sexual content. Men are not always aware of this, but they feel as though they like this behavior because they're tricking themselves into thinking they've fulfilled the provider role without actually doing so. Paying for and or watching porn, now this isn't actually true, I've read a lot of research here, but it briefly tricks the male brain into thinking he's played the part of the loving husband, but it's not the real thing. Porn acts like a drug on the brain. Scientists don't believe that. I've looked up research there. And eventually men desensitize themselves to good normal women and normal sex because internet erotica is easily available and offers endless dopamine hits. Men may gain some short-term satisfaction through porn, but they're actually jeopardizing that which would give them life and wife warmth and meaning in the long-term, stable relationship. Men need to say no, much like women need to say no, but to different things. Men need to resist the temptation of internet simping, but it's not going to stop. and watching sexual content online in order to not encourage women to give up on their virtue because it hurts women. They also need to say no to things that could desensitize themselves to being able to recognize a high-quality, virtuous woman who they can provide for and build a life with. This isn't much longer. Good male-female relationships require both sexes to exercise self-control. While women may enjoy the attention they get from lots of internet fans having lots of sexual partners, and while men might get a dopamine hit from watching porn or paying an e-girl for dirty pictures, the long term is a bad strategy for fulfillment and happiness. Men and women are interdependent beings. Like yin interacting with yang, men and women are complements and affect one another at an individual societal level. If we want to alleviate the frustration each sex feels towards the other, both will have to take responsibility for their part in the situation. The genders can't behave without affecting one another, much as certain forces try to tell us that they can't be can be fully independent on one another. If we keep in mind that the actions of one affect the actions of many, perhaps the culture of promiscuity can gradually change. Culture of personal and social responsibility and courtship could be the antidote for the frustration felt by many men and women. She also talks about how the pill destroyed women. Now look, I get where she's coming from, but here's the thing, it's not going to change. Because it makes too much money. Amazon promotes Twitch. Twitch is where all your simps are. TikTok. Now, we talked about TikTok possibly being banned, but they'll just go to Snapchat. There's never going to be... There's what was it? Home fans? Fans home? Whatever that girl was talking about. There's a safe work only fans that I promote and object myself on. Or objectify myself on. It's not going to fucking stop. They're going to continue to get it. Porn, we got to get rid of porn. Dude, porn's going to fucking be around.
You know, and next porn was around 20 years ago when we weren't having the issues we were having.
But now, again,
I will say it is easier to get a hold of.
It's easier to get a hold of. However, here's the issue. The issue is that men are preferring that because women aren't doing, they're not doing their role. They don't want anything to do with men. So men are watching that. And they're going with virtual. The women. If the women are the one holding the sexual gatekeeping.
Well, I would say
then,
cause and effect. It is.
Yeah, it's definitely the women. Because the women are holding. If the men want sex.
Not all women, of course.
Yeah, I know. But if the men want sex. And the women hold the keys to that sex. And men aren't getting it. They're going to go somewhere else for it.
At the same time, if a girl is too quick to offer sex to me,
yeah,
my spider sense tingles.
Well,
like,
I know that, but I'm saying that
I might want to watch
yeah,
out.
But I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they're not here. Okay. Maybe I worded that a little wrong. It's that the relation. All right. Here's the problem.
In a relationship.
It's not even that. You know what? It's honestly the internet. Because we have this expanded hookup culture. We've always had a hookup culture. There's always been people that have hooked up. But now it's primarily hookup culture with Tinder and all these other websites.
There's more
people just going, so guys like, well, why don't I just fucking... I mean, and there's a lot of guys like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna do nofap and exercise and do all that, and they're still not getting anything.
Those are the ones that go out and shoot it.
They're still not getting anything, though.
You don't release the pressure, you're going to
explode. They're still not getting anything, and they're going along with that same fucking bullshit. They're not getting anything.
I think they do need to be more assertive, but...
Yeah, but they're not, again, they're not doing, nothing's happening. It's like... Well, I'm just gonna wait and wait, and they get miserable and frustrated because I've seen the comments. Well, I still haven't had a woman yet. Nope, not working for me. But at least I'm not degenerate.
If you keep waiting,
it's not gonna fucking happen. You keep waiting for this one woman to show up, this unicorn. Yeah. I gotta make myself, and there's a lot of women that do this too, but they're trying to wait for that. But
well, and I'd be like, how do you know what you like if you've never
experienced anything,
yeah. You might find out you're into S&M and never knew.
You never know,
but
yeah.
You won't know until you try.
But this is a moral issue, moralist problem. Yeah. Somebody that lives too high on their morals that don't, like, oh, well, we don't do that in this house. We don't do that. It's like, okay. But you're just fucking depriving yourself of things that you'll probably enjoy and you don't even fucking realize it. And look, if you enjoy things that are extremely degenerate, like, I shouldn't enjoy that. And then people want to, like, kill themselves. It's like, dude, it's your fucking body. It's not mine. I'm not the reason you get into this. You fucking put a butt plug in your ass and you get off. Dude, that's your fucking fault.
Maybe it's a little
biology. Maybe there's some issues there. Like, there's some things going on, biological. And, I mean, you can go pray to God or whatever. God, get rid of this desire from me. I mean, some people do that shit.
I mean, it helps.
I mean, it helps. But you just have to, you know, I mean, some people will say, well, I shouldn't have this desire. I should, I mean, then fine, turn away from it.
I think it's never been easy to be a Christian anyway. So, God's...
No.
If it was easy, everybody would be one. So, you can't just say, well, why is he making me love ass to mouth so much? Or whatever. I'm not one to judge. And there's a whole series of scriptures talking about that in the Bible.
Yeah, that's very, very popular in the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, so our last article. What the fuck? Hold on, maybe not. What the fuck? You know what? Forget our last article. Here's another one. I'm an ex-banker genderless dragon. Now my son won't talk to me. They made their body modification fantasy a reality at expense of family. A former banker who covered their body in tattoos and piercings in a bid to become the world's first genderless dragon is speaking about the dramatic body transformation. Tiamat Legion Medusa, 61, who hails from Texas, spent the past decade undergoing an epic metamorphosis into the mythical monster.
That might be the craziest thing about the article is he's from Texas.
In an interview with YouTuber Anthony Padilla Medusa, who was born Richard Hernandez, and now uses they-them pronouns because, of course, explained that they were working as a high-flying financier before deciding they could no longer partake in a corporate conformity. I was in my late 40s prior to me living my life as the freak I am. I already had 79 piercings and most of them were hidden, he explained. Medusa, who goes by Dragon Lady Medusa online. The ones that weren't, I could take out every day and put them back in, which is what I used to do. However, Medusa had long dreamed of adding more prominent piercings and tattoos, which weren't appropriate for the world of finance, so they subsequently quit their career and embarked on pursuing their dragon dream. In the years since, Medusa has tattooed their face, spit their tongue, and even added $80,000 horn horn implants on their forehead
as
part of transformation. But it hasn't always been smooth sailing. Since the entertainer admitted they are estranged from their adult son who doesn't understand the extreme makeover. The relationship on the connection with my son has changed, the tattooed Texan confessed. At the time when I started my transformation, my son had already turned 16 and he rejected me at that point in my life. My son hasn't been in my life for 7 years. I'm hoping he is at least watching me on the internet because the reason I'm out there in such a big way is for him, they somberly added. Meanwhile, Medusa is on a mission to prove that you can be both successful and forge an unconventional path at the same time and encouraged all people stuck in corporate careers to pursue their authentic truth. It's incredible to hear and see people who don't know me to automatically assume that I'm a loser, I've never accomplished anything in my life, or I'm ignorant and probably didn't graduate from high school, they declared.
I can already tell them why his son didn't have anything to do with them. And plus, if he was doing it for his son, he wouldn't be doing all that shit.
Right.
His son's going to be like, can't wait for you to meet my dad. Of course he don't want you to meet his dad. Think he was getting picked on before.
Right. So, now we can go into the other one. Why I forgave my husband of 5 years after his nearly four-year affair. She'll forgive, but she won't forget. After learning her husband has had a years-long affair, one wife is sharing why she decided to remain in her marriage. Alexandria Acevedo, 26, was floored when she discovered her husband of 5 years, Michael, had been unfaithful for most of their marriage, all thanks to one simple text message. She happened to catch a peek at the message from his extramarital lover in December, and it led to a confession from her 31-year-old partner. I went through his phone, which I don't normally do, and I found a drafted message with something along the lines of, why do you think she's going to find out, she told Southwest News Service. That was enough ammunition for me to confront him with. After a long sleepless night, the distraught mom of three asked the love of her life for honesty. At first, he attempted to downplay the intended recipient of the message as just a friend. It wasn't until the following morning that he came clean. At first, it was a lot of anger and hurt, a lot of emotions, and I've always said that infidelity is a deal-breaker for me, and he knew that as well, she said. We were arguing a lot, and I really had to pry the truth out of him, and when he did tell me the truth, I asked him to leave straight away. The betrayal that had been going on for 3.5 years stung. Alexandria had always talked very highly of him, so discovering his disloyalty was heart-wrenching. But the confrontation seemed to be the catalyst for a complete overhaul of Michael's life. He confronted that he had spent too much time drinking and gambling. He was hell-bent on fixing their marriage, Alexandria said, enrolling in AA in therapy instead of opting for the easy out of divorce. He realized he needed to make it better. I didn't think I could make things better, and my mentality with all these other things, like the drink, was in the wrong place.
I hate to tell you, divorce ain't an easy out.
No.
For a guy, anyway.
And she's pretty attractive, too, I'll say.
I could be happy with what I got.
Michael, who felt like utter garbage, explained, but one night I almost drank myself to death and suddenly had a moment that I wanted to sacrifice everything. It's definitely the biggest regret or mistake I've ever made, and it's something that I'll regret for a very long time, if not forever, he added. For 8 or 9 days, Alexandria went through a cycle of crazy emotions. Sad, hurt, angry, confused, but finally hopeful. She confided in her friends and family, even consulting multiple self-help books, realizing that the fault was not hers. To get where I am now, I just stopped looking for fault in myself and him and stopped looking for reasons to feel bad in the situation, started looking for reasons to feel good, she said, adding that it was difficult to hear more details about the affair. She recognized when her husband, with whom she tied the knot with in 2018, began to put more effort and said it started to soften her. He was doing everything in his being to reconcile, she admitted, saying that the pair are having conversations now. Yep. So I'm glad. I'm not going to go through everything, but there we go. They share an 11-month-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did it for the kids and to keep their marriage together. And that's a good thing, actually.
I mean, that's good.
He's fucking trying to work on himself, and that's good. I don't have any issue with that. But all right, guys. I think we're done with this one. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll have a full crew next week. I don't know what the hell happened to Empress, but we'll find out.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Ours was weather-related last week, so.
Yeah. All right, so I'll see you guys later, and this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.